Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcaster e yokoso. Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, we're breaking down the world's most epic language in 5 minutes or less. Make sure to give us a 5-star review to help us out so we can continue bringing you this podcast completely free to help you improve your Japanese every single day. Whether it's Thanksgiving, or whether it's Christmas, or whether you're just driving home trying to get some Japanese practice in, we are here to help you. We also want to give a shout out to our friends at Cold House Studios for helping us out and making me sound wonderful. But with that, we will have to jump right into our grammar point today. Today we're talking about a somewhat difficult grammar point. The reason it's so difficult is because nami, the word we're studying today, changes meaning depending on if it connects directly to the noun or if you have it connected with a particle, like no, for example. That changes the meaning. Let me show you what I mean with a couple of example sentences, but first let me explain what the two differences are. Okay, if you put nami directly after a noun, which is like a person, place, or thing, then it means that it is equal to the thing that it's connected to. If it's hitonami, then it's equal to a person or as good as that person. Okay, it's bringing equal, or it can mean to match something. Okay, so you're like, you can say, for example, nihongo nami. It's like Japanese, it's like it matches Japanese. Okay. However, if it's connected with a particle like no nami, or then what would happen is it makes it general. The general meaning of something, the general populace, the general idea, which would be connected with a particle, okay? So let's try those example sentences. The first one is, スポーツ は人並みに得意だ. So スポーツ is sports, right? Wa, and that's what we're talking about. Hito is the noun that we're connecting it to. Hito nami, and would mean it is good as or matching ni tokui da. Or in other words, he's as good as or equal to, just as good as, because we're using tokui, he's good as, right? As sports. So he, this guy's good at sports, or this girl is good at sports as anyone else. See how that's kind of funny? Let's try another one connecting it directly to the noun, okay? 彼はコンピュータ並みに頭がいい。So in this case, we're saying 彼, him, はコンピュータ, guess what that is, 並みに, so we're using direction with に, 並み, so as equal to, he's as 頭がいい as a computer. He is as much of a, he is his smart as a computer. See how we're bringing that equal idea in with that nami, whatever it connects to? Let's do one more, okay?
彼女は日本語は、彼女の日本語は日本人並みに上手だ。
This is a great compliment if someone says this to you, because let's think about exactly what it is.
彼女の日本語は、
so 彼女 is her, no, possessive.
日本語, so her Japanese,
wa, so that's what we're talking about.
日本人並みに,
as good as or equal to,
上手だ.
So her Japanese is as good as a Japanese person. See how we're using that there? Now, if I were to use it for like,
人の並みに, or 人の並み,
it'd be people in general. Or if I said, for example, computer no nami ni, it would mean computers in general, or computers normally do something, and whatever I'd follow with. So if I said,
彼は computer no nami ni,
he was computers in general,
便利だと思っていらっしゃいます.
He thinks computers are good for anybody else. So with that, I will have to sign off for the day. Make sure you make some mistakes, and I will see you tomorrow. Until then, じゃあね.